There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's get into the news. This is important. We heard from Zina Zalameh earlier on. Let's reiterate this. The federal tax authorities began the VAT countdown. So 53 days or 35 working days to go before the 1st of January. But the FTA wants businesses to submit their application for registration by end of business the 3rd of December, preferably sooner, of course. Applying takes or should take you about 20 minutes. You can do it online. That's how you need to do it. But it actually takes time to get the approval and then to get an official registration. We've heard today from the Director General of the Federal Tax Authority, His Excellency Khalid Al-Bastani.
In the law, it explains clearly that obligation of the Federal Tax Authority has 20 days to respond to businesses. So if someone applies after that date, we cannot guarantee that we will respond to the businesses with their approval of their tax TRN number in that period. This is why it's important for businesses to speed up the process and to start registering because of the time between now until 1st of January.
His Excellency Khalid Al-Bastani. Now, he's also clarified that businesses cannot charge customers VAT before the 1st of January.
That's illegal. And it is tax evasion because the law is clear. It starts on 1/1/2018. So if there are any cases like that, they should be reported to the FTA and will take necessary action against them.
That's the Director General of the FTA, the Federal Tax Authority, His Excellency Khalid Al-Bastani. The main line in there is, aside from the fact that you can't charge VAT until the 1st of January, but the VAT countdown really has begun. It's been underway for some time. 53 days, 35 working days to go before the 1st of January. Get it done by close of business. Do it sooner, but by the 3rd of December. The details, by the way, Gordon texted in a little while ago asking a few questions. Really, the best thing to do is to go to fta.gov.ae. The FAQs there are being updated all the time. I keep going there and having a look, and there are lots of answers there to help. All right, then. Let's move to the next story. Over to you, Claire.
Okay, yes, the UAE is preparing to send another airlift of aid in support of Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh. 195 metric tons of core relief items were loaded at the agency's Dubai warehouses just this morning, with the aircraft expected to take off tomorrow from the Emirates Royal Airport. The Rohingya situation, of course, continues to be the fastest growing refugee emergency in the world, with a number of people uprooted from their homes reaching nearly 610,000. The head of UNHCR's Dubai office, Toby Harwood, spoke to ARN News about the goods that are being sent.
We have effectively it's plastic sheets, tarpaulins, jerry cans, kitchen sets, buckets and blankets. We're talking the most sort of essential survival items that are most needed to face the significant influx of refugees from northern Myanmar to Bangladesh. I should say that this is now, I think, the fifth flight that has been organized from UAE. This is sponsored by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. And 100% of the content of these aircrafts have been given over completely to these same types of core relief items. So this initiative of the Dubai government has been an absolutely essential part of UNHCR's response to the huge humanitarian crisis in northern Myanmar, southern Bangladesh.
Harwood also added that the agency's warehouses in Dubai's international humanitarian city are a crucial component of their worldwide relief efforts.
It is the largest global stockpile of about 7 that we have across the globe. And obviously, because of the geostrategic location of Dubai, of the United Arab Emirates, it is one that is exceptionally busy. Many of the world's trouble spots, conflicts, emergency situations are within 3 or 4 hours flight time from the UAE. And so for us, the location of our stockpile here is absolutely essential.
That's the head of UNHCR's Dubai office, Toby Harwood, talking about another airlift of aid that's going to be sent off probably tomorrow in support of the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh.
OK, let's find out a little bit more about a couple of the stories you can read more about on the ARN News Centre app.
In the news, on the ARN News Centre app.
Sneha May Francis joins us with a look at what's going on digitally today. So what's on the app?
Today, our big story is about how the UAE Federal Tax Authority is directing businesses to register for VAT by December 3rd. There's a whole bunch of directives and guidelines that we've posted on the app. And the second story is about how Abu Dhabi's Department of Transport has announced a massive list of new bus services in a bid to improve connectivity in the Emirate.
Sneha May Francis looks after the ARN News Centre app. She is our digital expert. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.